Welcome back, everyone, to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. We're just starting the third quarter, and the Pirates are leading 49-15. They had an awesome shooting, percentage in the first half there, Mark. So just an incredible way to open up the Vashon basketball season on Voice of Vashon, on fire and almost a 50-burger at half.
Yeah.
And they just keep knocking them down. Got a whistle on the floor now. Looks like a foul is going to go against one of the Pirates. Oh, 3 seconds in the key. Okay. So Howie now working with the ball.
One of Vashon's first turnovers of the game. They've been taking care of the ball and shooting well.
Yes, they have. Well, Ian Daniels with it. Near side wing. Going to go inside to Eddie Fazana Jr. So Eagles just scored. Two. And 49-17 now. Just barely starting the second half. Three ball on the way by Jude Dardot. Missed. Dardot gets the ball back after a rebound by Rafferty. And now that Sage Stromberg hitting a three from out on the wing.
Picking up right where they left off. Another three-pointer for the Pirates.
There you go. Pirates in backcourt. Got Calhoun knocking the ball away on the press. And shot by Dardot or Stromberg, but the miss. No, Calhoun.
Two steals by Calhoun on that one press possession. Great defense by Vashon.
Yeah, the press by Vashon, and then Brent Calhoun able to steal the ball and then goes in for the shot, turning the ball off to St. Stromberg. Stromberg missing, and then a rebound by the Eagles, stolen back by Calhoun again. Now the Eagles with the ball, steal by Owen Coley, steps into the key, up off the glass, and scores. Nice move around an Eagle to get two for the Pirates, 54-17. Now, Eddie Hazama into the front court with the ball. Kicks it near side corner to Brandon Smith. Ball on the floor. Battle for it. That is Rafferty, Hofed, Nielsen. You might just have to go with RKN on that one.
Okay, and well, I like it.
Rafferty has a mouthful. So, ball stays with the Eagles. They'll take it out of bounds. We have Eddie Hazana with it on the baseline. Eagles setting up their inbound play. Have an Eagle. Going to get a high-low switch. Ball comes in. Long pass out. Stolen.
Right off the bench at 2 points.
Nice job by Nolan Castro. Steal the ball and take it all the way down and score two for the Pirates on the lay-in. Now we have a foul on the floor going against
Rafferty.
That's Rafferty. Nielsen, that's his fourth of the game.
He's having a great game, and I think, as I was saying to you, you think he'll be a stalwart in the middle, but
yeah,
we got to keep an eye on those fouls, especially if it's four already in third. It's just looking ahead to the season.
Yep, and the Pirates can jump, and they've got some athletes, but Nielsen is the tallest Pirate. It's coming in about 6'3". Everybody else, maybe around 6'1".
Yeah, great point about their athleticism, though. There is some jumpers.
Yeah, and Nolan Castro with a long pass up the floor.
Castro's one of them.
Two dribbles into the window. Nice job for Nolan. He is very quick.
He is super athletic.
Yeah.
One of the best defenders Vashon has.
Now, Coley knocks the ball away from... That was Aiden Edgley. Ball comes out, but stays with the Eagles. Long pass in, stolen by Sage Stromberg. Another steal by the Pirates. And over to Brent Calhoun, and Calhoun is assist by Stromberg. Long pass up the floor now to one of the Eagles. That's Brandon.
Great defense.
Brandon Smith. Smith goes in for the lay-in, but misses rebound by the Pirates.
Great job by Calhoun. Just straight up.
Now, Brent Calhoun from the corner gets the ball and goes low to Owen Coley. Coley takes one dribble out, turnaround jumper misses. Calhoun on the rebound. He misses the putback. Eagles rebound. It's Brandon Smith on the rebound for Tahalia. Now, Tahalia working with the ball back and forth between Hazan and Smith. The ball shot by Smith. Missed three ball. Got a rebound by Hunter Pomeroy. Pomeroy puts the ball back up, but misses rebound Pirates. Now, Sage Stromberg going baseline, but he's going to get, he gets double dribble.
Oh, good little body
foul
along the baseline.
That's what I thought it was too, because he got got the hip check. Well, Smith into front court with the ball for Klahalia, kicking it back to Hunter Hamre. Over to Ian Daniels. Daniels for a three from the corner, far side corner. 60-20 now. Pirates up by 40 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Do the Pirates run a 3-2 zone rather than a 2-3?
Interesting. They have a lot of guards. A lot of guys can handle the ball with a lot of quickness.
Yeah, the top point man kind of acts as a floater on the zone defense.
Yep, no Castro. It's a three from the far corner. Castro, coming in off the bench to start the second half, has put in some great minutes for Vachon.
While I'm talking about Vachon's own defense, Castro's in the corner, hitting a three-pointer for the Pirates.
Yeah. Now we got Brandon Smith going baseline as Owen Coley tries to stop him. He gets called for the foul. So, Coley, that was his first of the game, so he's not in any type of trouble.
And Castro has been an absolute spark off the bench, and I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of that this year.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how they used him last year, too. Come in, provide some energy.
Lock down a defensive ball handler.
Yeah, Brandon Smith with the ball over to Hamre. Hamre trying to get into the key, but cut off by Castro. Kicks it over to Daniel. Hamre gets it right back. Back to Daniels. Daniels looks three, but nothing there. Long pass cross court to Smith. Inside now to the crowd, out to Hamre. He takes a three and hits it. So Hunter Hamre.
Good three, two men in his face. Not much maneuver he can do there.
Pirates in the game now for Vachon is Oliver Bresnik. Bresnik taking the point, and as the ball gets rotated around, we're going to have a foul going on Krahalia. I didn't see the ref's number that he called. Now, pass out to Sage Stromberg. He misses, but Brent Calhoun on the rebound tries to go inside to Sage Stromberg, but Stromberg, as he goes up, kind of gets blocked. It's blocked, the ball gets knocked out of bounds, so Vachon ball. Pirates setting up their inbound, where Pirates cross the top of the key, and now we go to Bresnik. Hits a long three from out on the wing. Now a steal by Nolan Castro, and we get a timeout on the bench as Castro went to the floor. So Coach Ben Larson trying to preserve the ball for the Pirates and does so.
You got to love it. They're up 43 points and still diving on the floor for loose balls. And, I mean, you can say they're up 40 points. Do you need a hole for a press? But it's the fourth or third game of the season.
Yep.
This is when you're still kind of getting your bearings, learning the offenses, learning the defense. So you bring the intensity because that's how you're going to play at all times, whether it's a close game or not a close game.
Exactly, and you don't want letdown. You know, that's exactly what you're talking about, because if you let down, then you may let down at a point where you have to bring the intensity. So these guys aren't going to do that. Most of them, Vachon has... They have four seniors on the team, and those guys, you know, they haven't had a lot of wins in their career in Vachon, but they have a good team this year with a lot of the underclassmen bringing a big advantage for them.
Yeah, I don't
and so they want to play off, Brooke.
Yeah, and I think it's right for the taking.
Yep, there you go. So Klahalia with the ball now, both sides of the court. Brandon Smith tries to go low, but stolen by Castro. Castro, as he goes up the floor, he gets kind of cut down by Ian Daniels. Ball goes loose, and Daniels gets called for the foul.
Fantastic work by Stromberg to reach his hand in there without getting a foul call to reach around the defender and poke that out. Really good defense.
Now, ball comes in to Castro, right back to Sage Stromberg. Brent Calhoun. High up on the free throw line, around to Bresnik, back to Stromberg. Pirates working with the ball. Good ball movement, but now Brandon Smith steals it for the Eagles, and we're going to have the call is going to, I think, favor the Pirates.
Great work on the high-low with the free throw line extended and Calhoun kind of working in and out. Really good ball movement by Vachon.
Well, ball over to Oliver Bresnik. Bresnik. Looking low down to Calhoun. Calhoun's going to take a turnaround jumper, misses from about 10 feet out. Rebound, Brandon Smith for the Eagles. Going to bring the ball up for himself into front court now. over to Hombre. Hombre, long three, hits it. So Hunter Hombre scored the last couple of threes for the Eagles. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter now. Pirates up 40. Jake Stromberg with the ball rotating around. Jude Dardot is going to dribble out high. Then give it out to Castro. Castro just wants to work the clock down. Now down to 6 seconds. He's going to make his move to the hoop. And as he goes to the hoop, he gets fouled by Daniels. So Castro will not get in the line. There's only two fouls on the Eagles so far. Jude Dardot will take the ball out of bounds for Vachon. Oh, foul was called on Calhoun. Don't know what happened there. So they have switched. And Pirates are going to take it to call out. Did they just call it with 1.8 seconds to go in the third quarter? I think there's a little bit of confusion on the floor as to where the foul was going.
Yeah, I was also a little confused. It seems like they called it on Calhoun with a timeout, but yeah, maybe they... no timeout. It looks like they just ran out the third quarter.
Okay. Okay, so that must have been it. So
I think there was just...
Okay. We will start the fourth quarter with the Pirates up 40 points.
40 points, crisp passes. The defensive intensity hasn't let up. They're still knocking down shots. I mean, you don't want to say it, but trying to look for an area for improvement on this game.
Yeah,
you
don't want to tell them that. It would be hard to find, wouldn't it? Because everything has worked very well. Well, the Pirates won the other night against Charles Wright, 67-16. Charles Wright's always had a pretty good athletic program, but they've kind of been, I think, pilfered by their sister, Annie Wright. And Annie Wright, who was second in state last year and first in state, or second in state 2 years ago, first in state last year, has just reloaded basically an AAU team.
Oh.
You know, the private school.
It's tough. It's not tough to compete against.
It is.
I don't know.
The Pirates had to play in the other night and lost by about 30 to Annie Wright. They held their own for a while, but Annie Wright, Isaiah Thomas's son is on the team, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long season, and I know the Pirates are going to keep improving.
Yes,
maybe we'll get to see them again.
Yep. They will at some point if they continue on. Now, Pirates working the ball to start the fourth quarter, and pass comes in from Rafferty Nielsen into Jude Dardot. Nice bounce pass in traffic, and Dardot able to score with it. Wow, Eagles into front court against Pirate pressure. Brandon Smith, Euro steps into the key and up over Nielsen, who's got four fouls, is able to score. Pirates working with the ball for half of the court on offense. High post to Nielsen, back to Coley, down low to Nolan Castro. Castro, ball fake. Two dribbles in, takes about a 10-footer, misses, rebound, Eagles. That is, haven't seen him, Logan Hintz on the rebound for the Eagles. Now we have another Eagle, Jack Lindbergh, a freshman who just buried a three. So they're going to give Lindbergh some playing time, which is probably good. He'll get some experience out here.
Yeah, right.
Had a nice shot.
Three-pointer.
Yeah, there you go. Pirates down low. To Dardot, into Nielsen. Nielsen in traffic forces the ball up and finds the hoop. So Pirates scored 70.
Great ball strength there by Nielsen. And should have been an and-one.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But
they're letting them go away.
Yeah.
They a little bit more with the score.
Probably, yeah. Probably they don't want to delay the game a whole lot.
Nielsen has been making his presence known.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, Pirates work with ball. Castro, near side wing to Coley, down in the short corner to Nielsen, back to Coley. Coley going to dribble into the key. Ball comes loose, knocked away by the Eagles, goes over to Dardot, who gives it back to Coley, who finds a cutting Nielsen. Rafferty Nielsen scores two for the Pirates on the lay-in.
Vachon has been so good on those jump passes out the block that has led to so many easy layups.
Yep.
Impossible to defend once both defenders fully commit to you. Just wrap around them and hand the ball off to the open player.
And so Owen Coley just called on a foul when Rylan Koblin was going to the hoop. Thought he had our ball, but, you know, that's the homer in me, probably seeing the what I want to see.
Yeah. Well, the Vashon Island broadcast. You know?
That is.
Objective
to
a point.
Yeah, exactly. But so Koblen misses the first of his two free throws. Line up second one, fall away, and he buries it, nothing but net. So Rylan Koblen gets his first points of the game. Pirates still up by 40. Castro with the ball, high to Coley, inside to Nielsen, back out to Coley. And now Pirates just working around the arc with the ball. Everybody's touched it so far. And Castro tries to go high to Dargo, but knocked away by the freshman again, Jack Lindberg, steals the ball, dribbling up to court, and it gets it knocked away, but good play by the freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a DTA Miller into the game. A DTA, my neighbor.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So the freshman point guard comes in. I was watching him play JV tonight. He's doing a good job out there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Pirates got a whole host of new people in. So Brandon Smith working with the ball now for the Pirates. And this is Hernandez. I can't remember. So not all of our Pirates are on our – check that. Luis Nunez Hernandez, they're on the rebound for the Pirates. Got Miller bringing up the ball up the floor. It's going to go over to Bresnik. High post back to Nielsen. Kicks it right back to Bresnik. Pirates work around the ball. It's like bounce pass into Nielsen going high. And Luis Hernandez cutting baseline. Gets the pass. Tries to put the ball up. But misses. Rebound. Klahalia. Brandon Smith. Now Koblen with the ball. Going to give it back to Smith. Smith high post into. That's Logan Hintz. Got to get these names down. Smith working the ball, goes inside, cuts between Nielsen and Hernandez, and that may be Nielsen's fifth foul.
That might be. Let's see who they call it.
See who they called on.
Yep.
Yeah, they did call it on Nielsen. So that's number five for him. Hopefully, I was going to, hoping they were going to call on Hernandez. That'd be his first of the game.
Yeah.
But not so much luck. So Rafferty. Profed Nielsen comes out of the game. Nice game for Rafferty. Did a good job out there.
Yeah, great job.
Yep.
And team really seems to know everyone's role.
Yeah.
And Rafferty's doing a great job as a big man.
Absolutely.
Just a little fewer fouls.
Yeah, a little fewer fouls.
One fewer. I like four. 3-4 is good to have in a game.
Yeah, there you go. Brandon Smith on the line for the Eagles. Hits both of his free throws. We got Brent Calhoun in the game for Nielsen. Miller brings the ball to the floor. Quick pass over to Bresnik. Goes off Bresnik's hand. A little bit wide and out of bounds. So over to the Eagles. Hintz is going to take it out for the Eagles and give it off to Koblen. Koblen into front court now with the ball. Down low to Lindberg. Cross over to Brandon Smith. Smith going to give it to wasn't sure what the play was. It's Cannon Rickabaugh in the game for the Eagles. Rickabaugh going to the hoop, and as he goes up, he gets fouled. Not sure if that's on Hernandez that time or on Brent Calhoun, but we'll find out what the referee has to say. That is on Hernandez.
Hernandez has got some size on him, too. I think
he's a good
rotation guy with Finnegan.
Yeah, the sophomore, you know, athletic, physical kid. So Rickabaugh missing the first of his two free throws. Steps away from the free throw line for a minute and now receives the ball back from the referee. Kind of gets his feet set. Ball's low and he hits that one. So 72-35, 2:57 to go in the game. Vashon with a big, big lead. Bresnik brings in the DTA Miller. So Bresnik pass over and stolen by Brandon Smith. Smith in and gets thrown to the hoop. There's a foul.
Got a little.
And that was on Bresnik. Dennis Smith with two free throws, hits the first one. So the younger Pirates, you know, they're getting a little bit of varsity game speed, which is good. Maybe a couple of bad passes, but, you know, those things smooth out.
You just got to do them to learn them,
I think.
And getting 6 minutes in the varsity game is just great. We're getting there nearly a whole quarter. And this is just going to pay off, again, like all these things we were talking about. If any of these guys need to come in crucial minutes, they're going to use that varsity speed thanks to this experience.
Absolutely. And now Koblen with it and goes over to Brandon Smith. Smith stepped on the baseline, I think, as the pass came into him. And so we're going to have Gus Weber taking the ball out of bounds for Vashon. Going to give it over to Oliver Bresnik. Bresnik will bring the ball up the floor. Weber gets it back. Far side wing, high over to ETA Miller. Now, long pass over to Bresnik. Bresnik saves it with jumping high for it. Now, we're going to get Milton taking a three. Oh, rims off, backside rebound by Gus Weber. Pirates back in the offensive set. Now, over to Miller, high to Gus Weber. Weber goes inside to Brent Calhoun. Brent Calhoun looking low over to Luis Hernandez. And Hernandez is shooting with the jumper from running to the basket score.
Well, still great passing and
very good passing.
Calhoun has been fantastic at the high post, breaking that zone.
Yeah, he has. And now Calhoun rebound off a missed Eagle shot. He's going to bring the ball up the floor. 12 minute 20 left in the game. Pirates up 74-37.
He's got length. Calhoun's got length.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and he's length and athletics. And now you got Brandon Smith bringing the ball quickly up the floor. Going to give it off to Hintz over Koblen. Koblen pass gets it right back, driving into the key and up off the glass. Misses. The DTA Miller on the rebound for the Pirates. Going to bring the ball up the floor himself. Pass it off to Gus Weber. High post to, Brent Calhoun. And then just hits it, cutting Luis Nunez Hernandez. And Hernandez able to lay it in.
Perfectly broken zone defense right there with the high-low baseline pass.
Beautiful play by the Pirates. Now we're down 45 seconds. Go in the game. Eagles working with the ball high post to Hintz. Hintz looking low, but nothing's there as the Pirates have given up no passes. Now we're going to have Brandon Smith into the key. Kicks the ball out to Koblen. Koblen misses the three. Rebound by Miller for Vashon. And he'll bring the ball in the front court, and I think he's just going to run out the clock as the shot clock is off for the game. Down to 12 seconds in the game. And nice game for the Pirates. 76 points in a high school game. That's a lot of points.
That is impressive. Impressive shooting, impressive defense, impressive passing. We're so impressed with the lack of turnovers and really all around just a super game from the Pirates.
Yep.
What a great game to open up, release the Voice of Vashon broadcast.
That's right. And hey, everybody, we want to thank the Voice of Vashon for putting us on the air. Sorry for the technical problems to start, but we're getting things worked out. And as the season goes along, I'm sure we'll all be perfect. But,
we'll get better, too.
That's right. But you can always listen to the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 on the FM dial or worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. And so as the team shake hands after the game, Howard's going to the locker room feeling pretty good on a Friday night, I'd say.
Very good on a Friday night. Very good as we roll into the holidays. I know they've got another home game coming up on Tuesday and then again on Friday. So a bit of a solid home stand. This sets a great tone on what they're capable of. And really, I think, gives them a lot of confidence in what who they can be. And I'm super impressed with them so far.
Yeah. Nice season. Coach Ben Larson, his first year as head coach, looks like he's got a good thing going with the team. And that's exciting for Ben. Ben, a great player for the Pirates himself, only about 21 years old. But, you know, if he wants to keep doing this, he can have a long career in coaching basketball.
And I think that youth and that recency of being on this floor really helps. Like, hey, I was in your spot not that long ago. And here's what we need to tighten up. And almost seeing them, I want to say, as not as a peer, but just as someone that's been right there with that team as a player. So I see so much improvement so far. And I know it's only one game for me, but you see a lot of crispness. And people moving without the ball and the extra pass being made, and that is, I think, a lot of practice together and a lot of time instilled. And so it's a shout out to Ben for the game plan he put together and all that was going on.
Yep. Well, good job. Another long-term coach for the Pirates was Andy Sears, who also started out at about 21 years old, a former Pirate player, and, you know, probably the greatest coach in Vashon High School history. I don't know how many wins Andy ended up with, 350 maybe?
Amazing.
Yeah, and state championship and many league championships and district championships. And so, you know, it can be done. So looking forward to seeing Ben, you know, do this in the future.
Yes.
So, and folks, we're going to take a break right now. As the girls are warming up, we will bring you the broadcast on the Vashon girls team, who's also playing the Klahowee Eagles. So probably be back in about, oh, I'd say about 18 minutes, and we'll get the broadcast rolling. And thanks for being here and listening to the Voice of Vashon, everybody.
Go Pirates, go Pirates.